Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One. The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour. Live music, stand-up comedy, and buttloads of mangria. June 17th in Long Beach at D Piazza's. June 22nd in Fresno at Sequoia Brewing Company. And June 24th in Seattle, Washington at Showbox Soto Lounge. With special guest comedians and bands in every city featuring Loxy. Baby, let's roll. Plus, comedy from Matt Edgar. Tickets and more information are available online at CorollaDrinks.com. The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour. In Seattle with Lynette Corolla and Ray Oldhopper. In Long Beach with Mike Dawson and the Smokin' Kills.
Standing in the backyard, looking for a tree to climb.
June 17th in Long Beach. June 22nd in Fresno. June 24th in Seattle. The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour with Loxy and Matt Edgar. Get your tickets now at CorollaDrinks.com.
Oh yeah, it's Water Cooler, episode number 73. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name's Chris Loxamana, and I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, this is so weird. You're probably wondering, why does it sound so different? Well, let me tell you, we're doing something totally crazy with this episode of Resume and the Water Cooler.
I don't like it.
We've all switched places.
I do.
We're all sitting in different chairs, and everything's different. The dynamic. So here we go. Welcome to Water Cooler, the sideshow of Resume, where I hang out with my Corolla Digital friends, and we just talk about whatever we want. My name's Chris Loxamana, and with me, I have the usual guys, kind of. And let me introduce them to you in a new order. With me today, I have Gary Patrick Smith.
What up?
What up? And also, next in line, Matt Fondelier's here.
People said this podcast wasn't edgy. I see this is what you're doing. You're really bringing the heat this time.
I like taking risks.
We're pushing the envelope.
Matt. Yes. We're pushing the envelope in podcasting. I like it. And let's just keep it crazy. Next, we have Kalen Bean.
What's happening, guys?
What's happening?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The reason it sounds we're so excited is Kalen is no longer behind the glass. He is sitting in the studio with us.
Yep, not just in the studio. Manning the studio.
He's sitting,
big boy chair.
Yeah, he's sitting in the host
big
chair,
boy
where I usually sit, and he will be a flicking some bean from that chair.
Sort of.
100% more bean.
Water Cooler, now with 100% more bean. Also, Real Nick Davis is here.
Go Pack, go!
Go Pack, go!
I don't know if it's just because you're in Matt's position, but you're a little loud.
No, it
wasn't me all this time.
I'm actually still mad. Yeah.
I'm amped in this new seat. I got re-energized. It's a whole new view.
Feels pretty good.
And the behind the glass, we got Dylan. I don't even know if he knows how to work his mic back there.
Oh, hey.
All right, there he is. So there's Dylan. The new guy, Dylan, who, by the way, now he's been bunched up with not just Harlan Williams, but Jay Baruchel from, what's that show on FX that I love?
Man Seeking Woman.
Is that how you pronounce his last name?
It probably is not.
Probably not.
Baruchel.
No, that still doesn't sound right.
I think it might be
The Canadian guy. The skinny Canadian guy.
Yeah, the one from Knocked Up.
Apatow movies. Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Whew, a lot of show today. Gary, I need my notes to prove that. No, I don't get anything.
We're changing things up.
All right, whatever.
Taking his notes?
Yeah, I got them. They're not far away.
He's hijacking the show, apparently.
I'm not hijacking anything. Chris wants to switch things up. Let's switch things up.
I don't see how this helps the show.
I don't see how this seating arrangement helps the show. It's made me very hostile.
All right.
I'm looking directly at Dylan. You think this is going to be a good show?
Yeah.
If you had one of the more comfortable chairs, would you be
I would be happier, but I would still be unhappy with the position.
Okay. All right. Well, McClure's hit us up, which I'm really excited about.
One for one.
The people have spoken. Thank you, Bobo Boys. And, they will be appearing actually on the Water Cooler. And we're going to talk pickles with them. Which I'm so excited about. So
I like Gary's idea of putting your personal address down, having it delivered, and then no microphones. Just say, all right, let's talk pickles.
Super serious.
It's a great idea.
This isn't a microphone. This is a spatula taped to a broomstick.
I don't know.
You need to talk closer into the mic, please.
They're on to us. So no. So just want to thank everybody who tweeted at them and barked at them and just made some noise.
They're listening
on the
now.
Twitter sphere. They're listening. They're actually listening to this show.
Yeah.
And they like it. So, Bobo Boys.
I saw the word binging in that email.
And Yeah, they do. They're binge listening as I binge eat their pickles.
What other niche brands can we befriend?
Well, see, that's the thing.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Niche?
I don't know. I've heard it 30 different ways. I'm always curious.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's niche.
I just avoid saying that word.
That sounds the classiest.
It's just,
with that one,
it's a really unique word.
Yeah. Runs with Nick Lachey. It's niche.
Nick's trying so hard over there.
Yeah.
I think he's going to poop his pants.
Are you holding back?
I heard it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was just staring daggers through him.
Yeah, yeah. I felt it.
Yeah.
See, that's what I thought. Like, wow, there's actually, we have power now as an army, as a people, as a group, to make noise and bark at whoever we want.
Wow.
And in Seattle, we're taking that power to the streets.
Yeah.
To the bars.
Yeah, to the bars.
You're on the streets.
We do have a bar crawl coming up in Seattle, June 24th. Get your tickets at CorillaDrinks.com. So, McClure's, thank you so much. Now, Kalen, his car's fixed, if everybody's wondering. His car looks good as new. He's back in business, baby.
And shout out to the guy he hit for making it, like, straight up painless.
Yeah.
That guy
yeah.
could have been a huge pain in Kalen's balls.
What an ironic word to
pretty
use.
Pretty chill.
Yeah. It was sort of a pun.
For Kalen. Painless for Kalen.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, yeah. that guy had a lot on his plate, and he actually made good on...
Made good on being a good person.
A lot in this tube, good. You mean?
Yeah. That is
while
good.
He's gone through a lot.
Out of all the people it could have happened
guy.
To in L.A. I was lucky to get hit by that guy.
I think he just understood the force of the Bobo Boy Army
yeah.
that came with you. And if we mess with one, you mess with all of us.
That's right. We stand together.
And you said good as new. To be honest, Kalen's car looks even better than before.
Oh, man.
Doesn't have the weird spoiler that no one understood what it needed.
The bumper, my previous bumper was all scratched up. It's brand new now, and they like detailed the whole car.
Yeah,
just cleaned
legit.
The whole thing, vacuumed it.
Looks like they
smelled brand
it.
New. Yeah.
So in the end, this is probably the greatest thing that happened to you all year so far.
Well, I mean, minus the Uber costs in between. But.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh well, your car looks good, and Kalen is back in business, as we said. Also, I'm a little upset. I know there's no Shea Fondelet today, is there?
There's Shea if you want it, bro.
Oh, I do want it, but
I've been excited for this Shea.
We've been missing Shea. Matt's been gone.
Oh, so he told you what it is?
Oh, this happened
Kalen
a while ago.
Kalen was there
at the moment of
at the moment of birth.
Matt's pulling some bald Brian bullshit on me. For those who don't know, Brian refuses to acknowledge to anyone what he thought of the Baldywood movie he's about to do on the day. So if you ask him before the show, like
hey, what'd you think of it?
What do you think of Guardians 2?
Wait for the review.
You have to see on the show. Now Matt's doing the exact same thing to me with Shea Fondelet.
I gotta get some joy out of it.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Dawson is not here because we had to reschedule this recording very last minute. So I think he had it up in the air if he was going to be here or not, but now I realize that he will not be joining us. But I did get tweeted. I said that weird, but I did get tweeted a tweet about food, which made me very upset. And that is they did a poll, the Harris polls. I guess it's pretty official, but they did a poll.
Sounds official.
The top 10 burgers. Number one.
I saw this.
Shouldn't you start from 10?
No, I'm going to start from number one.
We're doing things differently.
The controversy is at number one.
The controversy is number one.
That means it's not In-N-Out, so you're right.
Yeah, it's a different. It's Five Guys. Number one is Five Guys. And then they put number two, In-N-Out.
As someone who had Five Guys for dinner last night, this list is erroneous.
It is completely erroneous, so I don't know if they rigged it. I feel like it's a little rigged.
A little sponsorship going on. A little back end inside the
trading. A little Five Guys money in there.
Yeah.
Wendy's and McDonald's made the top 10.
All right. Well, they can get
what
the hell
out of here. What are we talking about?
Shake.
They must have to be national chains. Is In-N-Out number two?
Or Steak Shack. In-N-Out's number two.
Okay.
But
Harris polls are all conducted on pieces of paper.
Not on the list. Hmm. Not on the list.
I'm curious, what's in between like the Wendy's and the McDonald's and In-N-Out? Because
Whataburger made the list? Whataburger's actually pretty good.
Whataburger's good.
I don't mind.
There must be some criteria that says you have to be in a number of states, because I don't think the habit's in that many places.
It's not. I think that might just be California, now that I think about it.
I feel like I've never seen a Whataburger.
They're not.
They're like in Texas. Whataburger's in only a couple of states.
Yeah.
Well, a couple is more than.
You're
just
saying
California.
Whataburger or Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Oh,
it's
here we
all
go.
One word.
I have it here.
Yeah.
Number one is Five Guys. Two's In-N-Out. Three, Shake Shack. Bullshit.
No. I'm okay with
it. It was
that.
All right. And they left out the sauce that makes it, and I still thought it was pretty good.
I've only got via Postmates, but it was one of the worst burgers I've ever had. It was like. I don't know if it was a shitty one in Hollywood or something, but it was bad.
It was a shitty one.
Well, it does deteriorate by the trip. I mean, we're talking about fresh.
It is
no doubt, 10 times better
to eat out of Shake Shack.
Four is Wendy's, which we've talked about. That's not even square patty.
That's what the fuck are you doing?
I go to Wendy's for the chicken sandwich, not for the burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, chicken sandwich is all right.
Spicy chicken.
Yeah, not bad.
It's pretty good.
Kalen wants to know where Del Taco is.
Five is Culver's. I never heard of it.
Oh, Culver's is great. It's a Wisconsin staple. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
A double bacon butterburger deluxe.
Oh, man. Mm. This list just redeemed itself for Nick.
You guys haven't heard a better brand of beef makes a butterburger better?
Never heard that.
What have I done? No, and I've spent a lot of time in Wisconsin.
A better brand of beef makes a butterburger better. I'm so pissed I missed it. Messed it up twice. I can't say anything, though. But it's like road trip food. They're on every interstate. Yeah. That's probably why you haven't seen them. They're not in cities. A lot. They're always off exits.
Oh, that's right. You're from Wisconsin.
Have I mentioned that? Oh, my gosh.
Six is Whataburger, seven McDonald's, eight Sonic.
Get the fuck out of here. Terrible burger. What are you doing? Sonic is just the worst. And it's so bad because they used to run the commercials all the time, and they don't really have any in L.A., so you really want to try it.
Hot without the glass.
You really want to try a Sonic, so you go like all the way over to like Magic or Mountain High to get one, and it's just the worst. It's just the worst.
Bean scale, go.
Unflickable. 0 out of 10. I hate Sonic. Everything about Sonic.
Zero
in
the bottom.
All of it sucks.
Zero.
Sonic. Zero.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
There are a few things about Sonic.
They have no inside.
Their commercials are funny. That's about it.
The commercials are not funny.
I find them hilarious. Great, great pairing of those two.
Smoke
more
weed.
They've been on for a long time. It's just they've been on for a long time. So it's oversaturated.
Christ.
Yeah, Caleb's bossy. The commercials just that they brought it to such a high bar, and then he goes, and that's why I'm so disappointed.
Yeah,
they just
so
couldn't meet the comedy stylings.
This list is
Smashburger number 9. Have you been to Smashburger? There's one in LA yeah. Live. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I don't think I've been there.
And then Steak and Shake number 10.
They already did that one. Oh, Steak Shack.
Shake Shack and Steak and Shake. By the way, thought they were the same place.
It
are
is.
They not?
They are.
Apparently not.
No, it totally is.
They have the word shake,
totally,
and it's alliteration.
They're totally different places.
Really?
Yeah.
I know what I've seen.
Have you ever seen two of them in the same place?
You're like
in the same
when
room?
It comes to a field goal talk.
Yeah.
Right. What's 10?
That's a deep cut from yesterday's
10
ACS.
Steak and Shake.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I thought you said that was 9.
Well, thank you, Kyle, for tweeting that at me and making me upset.
Not just you, man. Kalen over here. I'm feeling the heat.
I was really hoping Sonic wouldn't be on the fucking list.
Yeah, Kalen's always behind the
glass. Replace Sonic with Del Taco, and then we'll talk.
Really?
I love the Del Taco burger.
What's your favorite fast food item, period?
In-N-Out burger.
In-N-Out, just regular?
No, what, like a double-double?
Yeah.
Like specifically,
double,
one
double,
item.
With 400 onion, packs extra
of
spread.
With a boat of
That's only
sauce.
For the fries,
No, that's
though.
For the fries, yeah.
Oh,
for the fries.
All right. Yeah, Kalen does like his In-N-Out.
Kalen will put
boat.
Down some In-N-Out.
What he does is he empties the fries and has a little paper boat and fills that thing with so much secret sauce that it actually it goes above sea level.
But it's close.
Like of the
It will spill over if he takes too big of a first dunk.
If I dunk the burger in it, then it would probably spill over.
When you dunk the burger in it.
No, I get the extra pack for the burger.
You know those things that go around online, like the 15 secret In-N-Out things that you never knew? Kalen saw one day and like kind of nudged me and was like, check this shit out. He gets the number one. He looks over at me. He's like, this is bullshit. I've been doing this for fucking years. He was like so indignant. He was like, fuck this list. Whoever wrote it.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
Amateurs.
All over the place.
Well, I am looking forward to Shea Fond du Lac cleansing my palate from that list. So we will be doing that in a little bit as well.
Ooh.
Let's just get it over with now.
No. I want people to still listen. Because, yeah, they need the anticipation. How's your Mother's Days, guys? Did you Kalen's mom's not here.
England, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's be clear. Mom's still alive, just not here.
Yeah, that is correct.
In the country.
Oh. Oh.
What? Oh.
Nick just looked. Nick's sitting
Why can't you? We just communicate without talking. That was perfect.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
Because your response was so disgusting, I couldn't keep it inaudible. Nick is sitting in a position where he's looking at the door, and he, like, perked his eyes up really fast, and I thought that somebody had walked in that we needed to maybe attend to, like Adam or Rob or something.
Sure.
It turns out, nope, Nick was just checking out his own self and really liked what he saw.
And I signaled to him perfectly as he said.
He looked at me, he was like, nope, just looking at me.
You're looking at the reflection of you on
yes.
a piece of glass.
In a very small rectangular glass.
A strip of glass.
Yeah. I mean, I caught it for a second, Gary happened to see it,
he
and I gave him the explanation. I don't know why I'm being put on the cross for
I
it.
I liked what he saw so much that his face changed in a way that concerned me.
I also want to set the record straight. As someone who is typically in that seat, I've never once looked at myself in reflection to check myself out.
But I do have this question for you. Why are you sitting down? Because you always stand over there.
Different mic.
But they still would raise up to the same level. So yeah. Why sit down here and stand up?
I mean,
over
I've
there?
Been standing. Oh wait, no.
That's what's making this show edgy, Kalen. That's
doing
what's
different.
We're pushing the bar.
These are the kind of questions you shouldn't be asking.
We're in a different level of podcasting right now.
First row of switching seats.
Yeah,
don't
lower.
Talk about switching seats.
Next show, we're doing it all completely upside down. We're hanging upside down. And that's actually going to be the day the McCook guys come in, just to freak them out.
Just do a big beanbag show. Just get one of those giant-ass beanbags that, like, three people can lay in.
It's just going to sound like, like a bunch of crumpling. We did – I remember we on that school bus trip that I went on, we bought beanbags and put those in the back. Like, we carpeted the place and just put a bunch of beanbags thinking it'll be just a bus of comfort. And this is the middle of the summer. Those things don't really breathe. And after the first day, we just open the back door and just release these sweaty beanbags that just held pools of sweat
what
into the wild.
What state and city were you in?
Arizona.
I'm just kidding. Don't say it.
Why?
You guys just dumped them out the back of the bus?
Oh, I'm sure someone picked them up. They were in a parking lot. I think we were in a parking lot. Nobody wanted them. It was at a skate park, I think, too. You mean the guys all
yeah,
our them.
Sweaty beanbags. Who wouldn't pick those up?
Yeah. They would have dried out by then.
I miss the beanbag. That was like a staple, sitting on the beanbag playing video games growing up.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I think that's because we grew up.
What if the sweat absorbed into the beanbags and then the heat cooked them? And then just a bag of cooked beans.
You'd have soup. You'd be one step away from soup.
There you go.
You got a stew going.
You got a stew going.
There you go.
Season 5 coming back.
That's all right.
I went to – have you been to the Nixon Library?
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's great.
Yeah, I went there for Mother's Day.
Oh. Mom a big
Didn't
Nixon
you tell me
fan?
You guys were going to Newport?
That was the plan, but my brother found this other thing. The Nixon Library is a Richard Nixon museum, and – they held this in right? Pretty
yeah.
much.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Is it actually
that's
a library as well?
No.
Oh, I love libraries.
There are no books to rent.
But they have a big hall, like a big, like a banquet hall. And it's beautiful. I mean, just really huge windows, paintings of presidents, and just it's very classy. And what they did is they hold a Mother's Day brunch. This is the second annual Mother's Day brunch they held there. And by going to this brunch, which, by the way, my mom wanted to go out. I tried to do the thing where it's the busiest day of the year. Mother's Day is the busiest day of the year for restaurants, even busier than Valentine's Day because everyone has big families and everything. And I always recommend, let's just stay at home. I don't want to go out to a restaurant. You get prefixed menus. You have to wait forever.
I feel like that's usually the dad conversation.
And the dads going, are usually cool with it.
Yeah.
But I tried doing that. I do that every year. Valentine's Day, I do that with Jen. Mother's Day, I do it with my mom. I don't want to go out. It's just there's no soul in the food. It's all just – you get a menu with like five choices or, you know, whatever. And my mom, I think she's on to me. She said, you know, this year I don't mind waiting. I want to go out. Let's just go out for once. We always do it Chris wants. Like, let's go out.
Hi, Mother's Day.
I thought, all right, well, I can't argue with mom on this day. So we my brother finds this brunch, and the food is – unflickable. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to talk too much shit. But we get to go to the museum. That included in the entry is a walkthrough. You could go watch, like, check out this museum. And the weird thing that I thought, the weird part about this museum is, yeah, it's all Richard Nixon.
It's his collection of art?
No, it's
not
his,
art. It's just his, like...
Have you been to the Reagan Library?
When I was like 9.
Don't think so, but that just got finished like 10 years ago. But anyways, like it's just they're basically museums with a lot of the memorabilia and stuff from their presidency. The Reagan one has Air Force One in there.
Yeah.
The Nixon one, it's just like all documents and stuff. And then they have like
bunch
videos.
It's about like the history and legacy of Nixon.
Yeah, there's like a room you go in and you'll see old speeches and like they'll tell you stories about his presidency and stuff.
You pick up a phone and it like talks to you and like,
it's deep throat on the other side.
Yeah, every president has one. It's cool. Just basically like it's all about their 8 years in office. Yeah.
Right.
This one's in Orange County.
Well, he didn't do eight.
Right?
Yeah. And right when you walk in, the first thing you see above the door is a quote from Bill Clinton that says, "May the day of judging President Nixon on anything less than his entire life and career come to a close."
That hasn't happened. Sorry, buddy.
That's a weird first thing to see when walking into a museum. It's just like, hey, let's just forget. Let's just forget about all this stuff, right? I mean,
but it's from Bill Clinton. Yeah, he's the king of forgetting stuff. That's awesome.
And yeah, from by President Clinton in the just big letters at the top of the entrance. I just thought that's kind of setting a weird vibe coming in here.
I like that.
But yeah, you go and there's like a whole thing on Watergate, like a whole room about Watergate and a mock Oval Office and things like that. Take photos, take your selfies, do everything. But yeah, I thought that was weird. So
was it busy? Was it
hard, oh yeah,
hard to get a seat?
Very busy. A lot of white people. Yeah, I definitely stood out. And not only and conservative with the politics, but also their portions.
A chef should resign.
I stand corrected, by the way. The Reagan thing opened a lot earlier than I thought. Matt did go as a kid, but I first went for the pavilion, and I thought that was when the whole thing opened, the Air Force One pavilion.
Okay. But yeah, check out the library. If those things are,
I've been to like three or four of them. They're all interesting.
They're cool.
Yeah,
they're fun. I don't know how much are tickets now. As I said, mine was included the price of brunch.
I'd guess $30.
I think it's worth it. Yeah, go learn something. Read all the walls and really cool displays and lights.
I was off the hook for Mother's Day this year. My sister made plans to go to Disneyland with her boyfriend without my parents. So my mom was like, "Well, your sister's gone, so you're off the hook." And I was
that would just make me that much more on the hook.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Well, my dad tried to make me feel guilty about it, but my sister's birthday was the next day, which was Monday, and we all went out to dinner that day. So I said, "You know what? We're going to do Mother's Day the next day. It's fine." I still called her and told her she was a good mom.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
We were talking about how busy all the restaurants and you don't want to go out. I saw this like local comedian from Minneapolis. I saw his Facebook status. He's like, Mother's Day is Black Friday for Perkins. And it's I worked at Perkins for like a month and a half in high school, including over Mother's Day, and it was the worst day of my life.
Is that the restaurant where the waitress worked that was banging Tiger Woods?
It wasn't breakfast, I feel like, the place she was from, but it was someplace trashy. Yeah. But
right by the Culver's, right?
Culver's is a classy place. You watch your
My bad. Hey, I worked at TGI Fridays. Packed on Mother's Day. Packed. No table was not combined with another table.
How about Melting Pot?
Melting Pot? Yeah, packed too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. It's the busiest day of the year. I've worked in restaurants my whole life. Busiest day of the year.
I can't believe when I went to McDonald's.
Why?
It's just...
Going into the weekend, the plan was for them to go to Wood Ranch Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. It's an excellent restaurant.
Yeah.
It's weird that devolved into her Instagramming a picture of a signature burger from McDonald's.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, there's a whole thing with that. Like, I remember one time, I forget what happened. It was my birthday, and this is when I actually used to care about my birthday when I was a kid. And I think nobody remembered, and I just got really sad and just poured myself the saddest bowl of cereal. And like, just try to find the most pathetic thing I could eat, just to like amplify my sorrow. I don't know. I was a weird kid.
Was.
I was, dude. I'm still a little mad too. Nick and I went to a taco fest a couple weeks back, and there's this guy that just really, really, really upset me. And I didn't even meet him. I didn't get to know him. But there's a guy there, and this is like 1,400 people, food trucks, beers, and everyone just hanging out, getting drunk, enjoying themselves, big groups of people. But there's this one dude that I just looked at him and I thought, I don't want to know you. I don't want to get to know you. And he could have been a really nice guy, but it was
this? I haven't heard.
And I feel bad.
Yes, yeah. I was at the Taco Fest.
Yeah, Kaylin was there. This? Nick was there. Dylan was there. It was what he was wearing. He was wearing. Nick, I think Nick knows.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Or am I stepping at? Was it Waldo?
It was Waldo.
Oh,
there's a guy. There's a guy dressed up just like Waldo in a sea of people.
These festivals are for hipsters.
In a sea of people.
Of course, one of the hipsters is.
And I remember looking at Nick, and I just thought, ironically, he's trying to get noticed while wearing that. Because why would you do that?
It's not Halloween.
You want people to notice you and like, oh, it's funny. He's Waldo and a huge group of people.
You just got to go up, walk up, be like, found you, punch him in the face. He'll never do it again.
Now, was this full-on Waldo or was it just hipster Waldo?
No, this was Waldo.
This
he
was
had,
Waldo.
A,
had the yeah, beanie, the, hat, the yeah, glasses.
Yeah. Like if it was Halloween.
Did Waldo have a cane?
That is hipster Waldo. So. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I mean, as opposed to like just a dude wearing like a red and white striped shirt that kind of had an essence of Waldo. I wanted to see
I'll
if
wear
this
some
was
red,
like
white,
full
horizontal
douchebag.
Stripes. That
it is.
Okay.
Waldo does not mean.
Now, did you get a picture of this fellow?
No, I didn't want to. That would just please him. He wanted it.
You're right.
He wanted
no,
me
you're
to get a picture of him.
Absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
Now, and as I usually do, I always play devil's advocate in my head. And I think, all right, you know what I do with respect is if he was that for Halloween and he's just trying to get some mileage
out of
this costume that he spent money on, then sure.
I didn't go as Green Man.
Missed opportunity.
Maybe next time, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and it goes with The Rock. So
Anaheim, we're doing another one. I think it's June 10th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come out to that one if you guys want some taco and beers.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be there.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I will not be there.
I'm going to a lot of Corolla Digital events coming up.
I'll be at Jones Fest.
So, Chris, you obviously were the bigger man here and did not give Waldo the attention that he deserved or
except
was trying to get.
Except I'm talking about him now.
Exactly.
Deserved.
Did his plan work otherwise? Like, did you see him actually getting like talked to and stuff?
Oh yeah, he's mucking it up with everybody.
He was,
yeah,
he was mucking it up.
Oh, they loved it. All the simpletons.
Everyone's pointing it out.
But you're so right, Kalen. That is like his mecca. I mean, beer fests are made for hipsters.
That's yeah. Fine, yeah.
They're still fantastic.
They're
I mean,
still
anybody
fun,
can
but
enjoy.
There's a lot of people there that I don't really have any interest in talking to.
I just think beer fests just haven't had big enough reach yet to the masses. I mean, this one sold out, but you're right. It was really a certain demo.
My favorite part about it was it was two blocks away from my house.
That's yeah.
that's not bad.
Staggering distance is what Adam says. yeah, so I don't know. That guy just – I'm still thinking about him. And, you know, I didn't give him the satisfaction of taking a picture. He's probably pissed all, you know, for the last 3 weeks. Like, oh, I can't believe that guy didn't take a picture of me.
And he definitely saw me.
Then he just turned on water cooler right now. He's lying back.
Laughing.
Like,
I got him.
He just pulled the lever on his bark lounger, and he's just relaxing. has a drink in his hand.
Smoking
and,
a pipe.
Yeah, he's like, ah, got him. Got him.
When you were a kid and you did the Where's Waldo, did you actually circle where he was on the page, like physically?
No.
I never wrote your book. Are you
fucking
kidding?
You never write in the book. Are you a monster? I would get books that were used and somebody did that. It was you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I never did it.
Get out.
That is psychotic.
You never did it.
I never did that, but I remember seeing it all the time, like in the doctor's office. That's my like main memory of Where's Waldo books is going to like the doctor's or the dentist's office in the waiting room, and then I would get excited because there'd be a Where's Waldo book, and the fucking Waldo would be circled all the time.
That's
some people just like to watch the world burn.
That's
like,
absolutely right.
Like that's the equivalent of like before like spoilers were a thing.
Sure,
and like
that's right.
And like the internet trolls, like these guys are just going to all the highlights and circling all the, like the hidden owls.
Exactly,
and
that's exactly what I was going to say.
Highlights were so much fun too.
Oh, like those
were
the
best. They were awesome, real. Yeah, before you
Find
knew it, you're getting called
in
into
these
the office.
Pictures?
You get called into the office, be like, no, hold on. I got one more left. I got a bird somewhere to find on here.
Bringing this back to hipsters, I saw a link going around. There is somewhere on the internet some group of people took pictures of very elaborate, highly staged photos with hidden objects in them for people to print out and try to find it.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a couple of them. They're pretty funny.
Oh, I hate them, but I want to do it.
Yeah.
I want to see their pictures.
Yeah,
I don't want to actually post
them. Yeah, we hate them, but we just
want
to look at them
what group
and
find
it,
the things in them.
But I'm telling you, I saw some link for it. It sounded kind of funny.
Bringing it back to Where's Waldo for a second.
Oh! let's just rewind the whole episode.
I never got the ones where Waldo was circled, but it pissed me off enough when just the boxes in the back with the extra items that you could check off, like find a book, find a blue book, those were checked off.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Giving you more things to find that made you mad?
No, they checked them off. No, I love the things in the back. I love doing the
activities.
So you're
saying they didn't circle Waldo. They circled all the other things that you were supposed to find.
They just checked off the boxes so I could like...
You couldn't mark what you've already seen.
Oh.
Yeah. Stop spoiling for everybody.
And my favorite...
Do it all mentally. Do your word search mentally.
Just point.
If you found it, move on.
And the dopest one was the Waldo book where they all look like Waldos.
Oh, that was the tough one. That was the tough
final,
one.
Final page.
Oh, yeah. The last page. It's always the boss. But if you're looking to find your Waldo or just an employee, if you have a business and you want to post your job to find the best candidates, I got a place for you. ZipRecruiter. That's right, because posting your job in just one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks such as Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. It's so easy to find people to work for you. And these are, I don't know, you don't want to keep going to all these different job sites one by one by one, and then you'll forget. You lose track because everyone checked the boxes of all the job sites you were going to. No, you don't have to do that anymore. ZipRecruiter just does it all for you. And right now, listeners of The Water Cooler can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. Interview? That's right. ZipRecruiter.com/interview. One more time. Try for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. Now, I'm really happy that Caitlin's here. One, he's going to flick Bean in just a sec. But two.
Sort of.
But teaser. Two, he's been talking about this thing. Caitlin.
I did not talk about it. I just mentioned it in passing.
You've mentioned it in passing. And once. I need to hear your argument.
Oh, wait. Maybe this is something.
Yeah, else. This is not what you think
oh,
it is.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Caitlin Bean is convinced that the one of the next presidents of United States is going to be.
What you smell cooking?
Do you smell?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson!
Hell yeah.
Why?
Because he's awesome. He's awesome right, in every sense of the word, and everybody knows it.
Do you think if he ran for president,
I think that if Donald Trump didn't like win and like prove that you could just put some celebrity in the White House, then he probably wouldn't, going up against somebody else. But since we've already just said fuck it and went with the celebrity president, we're going full Idiocracy, and I'm on board.
On board for the ride.
I'm on board for The Rock. He would be.
Did you just compare him to Terry Crews' character?
They're both wrestlers.
He's society.
Oh, yeah, they're both professional wrestlers.
No, he was Gary.
Yeah, he was. Excuse me.
Sure.
I love these hot takes from Caitlin.
Yeah, I just feel very excited. And The Rock said it is a real possibility that he might run.
Didn't Oprah say that too? I feel like we're a little far out.
Kanye definitely said it, but a poll came out today
that
said
crazy. Who knows what he meant?
A poll came out today that said that if The Rock were to run against Trump, that right now he's leading.
The Rock?
Yeah, is leading
Yeah,
Trump.
Of course he is. Everybody loves The Rock. He's massive. He's a total badass, but also like the nicest guy in the entire world.
He's probably the most broad audience of any human alive right now, I think. Just like so many different generations.
He's been in the spotlight for decades, and he's still just like anytime fans want pictures, he does things for them. He made like a cool documentary where like he goes to like a youth like camp to try and straighten out like a troubled youth.
So
he's really just helping people out all over the place while being the highest paid movie star in the world, professional wrestler. He's the best. He's
not
just the
interested
best.
In having someone knows what they're doing be president though.
Oh, well, we've already the ship's already sailed. That's
Chris,
my point.
Can you imagine
that ship
if
is
our
already
president
sailed.
Has retweeted you?
That'd be awesome. I'm sure Trump sent it to a lot of people, and they're still. He's probably done it to Adam. I don't know.
Just saying.
Yeah, cool.
I think Caitlin is. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's not going to happen. The Rock president 2020. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen in 2032. All right. He's taking over Hollywood. He's got a lot to do with $7 production.
He already took over Hollywood.
Not quite. Still needs to get a larger percentage. He's going to start making decisions. He's going to bring all the production back here. He's going to be like Arnold, except born here.
So kind of Arnold. We're going to wait for him to get a little bit wiser.
Yeah.
And just seem wiser because he's older.
If The Rock becomes president, can we bring back wrestling as a way to settle arguments between countries?
Yes.
Like, we'll send in The Rock.
We'll send in our president?
We'll send in our president. And each person just can. Each country gets to send in their president. Then I think I would be okay with this.
Yeah, that's what we need to settle things. Just everybody sends the leader of their country in for a wrestling match.
Let's do it.
Where are you at, Somalia? Rock will just break them in half. I'm just saying.
Come on, if you're thinking the weakest president has, it's probably Somalia.
Two
right?
people go in, close the door behind them, one person comes out.
Close the door,
saying.
I want to watch
way,
this shit.
Easy way to find the real truth behind things.
Matt, you should really apply for a job at the UN.
I'm about to.
I don't mind settling things the old way. Back in the day.
There you go.
When we would send out there was a whole section at the Nixon Library about when he used to wrestle all the different dictators. It was crazy. So, yeah, I'd watch it.
At the very least, he's got the best tweet of all time. Steak, dominated. Workout, dominated. My woman, dominated. Just another Tuesday.
Wow. Wow.
Damn.
2020. All right. Maybe history I will be on board.
That's my call. You heard it here first.
All right.
Almost.
All right. Everybody save this part of the podcast. Share it with all your friends. And and speaking of sharing with your friends, I got to read an iTunes review just because we're doing that now. And this one, and if you want to leave an iTunes review, just go to iTunes and click on resume.
Leave a review.
Leave for a review and rate it.
Don't click on resume, though. Oh, yeah, resume. I thought you said water cooler.
And rate it start. This comes from J. I can't. It's just letters. J-G-L-I-G. So Jiglig.
Sounds right.
Is that Gary?
For sure, no.
It's not Jiglig?
I don't know, but stop saying that.
It's fine, but I know what you're saying. It sounds weird.
Good sound.
Jiglig. Jiglig. All right. Well, Jiglig writes, and this is April 12th, 2017. 5 stars, and Jiglig writes, woof. thank you, Jiglig.
Wow.
So there we go. iTunes review. Please leave yours on iTunes. Now, Kalen,
yep.
You have a quick flick in the bean, then we're going to do a quick Shay, and we'll get out of here so you can get to watching the Cavs dominate the Celtics.
The game's on in 15 minutes, so I got to get over there ASAP.
All right, go ahead.
This is a flick in the bean teaser, so I'm not actually going to be...
You're teasing your bets now?
Yep. I'm teasing this one, that's right. Deal with it. It's happening.
You're back behind the glass next week.
I love it. I told these guys, but when Kalen, when we're switching seats, Kalen goes right to the host seat. He sits down. We're already rolling. Goes, all right, well, thanks for tuning in to Resume. Just proceed to start the show.
No, I was going to do a review of this new show that I'm watching, but I'm 3 episodes in out of about 12 or 13 episodes.
I have a question about that show. Is it subtitled?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so...
and check out.
Sorry. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he told me this was super cool. I went home, looked it up, and it was like... I got the severe impression it was subtitled, and I was like,
exactly. No? I have a qualm about that, which I'll get back to after I talk about the show.
Teasing the tease of the tease.
Yeah. So I was gonna do the flick in the bean, rate it, but then I was like, you know what, I'm only 3 episodes in. Let me finish the show, and then I'll come back again, and then I'll do the full review on the first season. Next week, I'm going to be flicking bean on Alien movie, because I got to go see that. So
yeah,
in 2 weeks, I'm going to come back, and the show is called Gamora. It is on Netflix. There's 1 season. It's a Sundance show. I think there are a couple episodes into the 3rd season on Sundance. But there's 1 season available on Netflix right now. It is fucking awesome. It's just modern-day Italian mafia. Just drug dealing, Italian mafia. And yeah, it is subtitled, which I was like, big deal, it's subtitled, so you got to read a little bit. What's
is
wrong
it,
with that?
Is it purposely What's subtitled, or did another
country? No, it's in Italy.
It's
They're
an
all
Italian.
Italian
TV show.
Oh.
And it's just getting really popular over here now, or how'd you
My
hear
brother
about
told
it?
Me about it, so I went to watch it. I watched 1 episode, and I was like, this show fucking rocks. So I've watched 3 episodes in the past 2 days. I'm going to go home today. I'm going to watch more. I sacrificed watching Saul yesterday so I could watch... a 3rd episode of this show.
Yeah, and Kalen's been telling every single person in this building
about
this show.
I'm big on my TV shows, and I'm really into this one. I think it's going to be super awesome, and watch it. Even if you don't like subtitles, it's still great. Just deal with it. And also, yeah, so I'm going to finish the review in 2 weeks, so all of you listening to this, go ahead and, watch along with me. Go on Netflix, check out Gamora, and tweet me at Dos Angeles, and in 2 weeks, maybe we'll talk about, I'll give the review, and we'll see how y'all liked it.
Perfect.
Yeah, all right, so
great
everybody,
idea, man.
Or if you just have anything to say to Kalen, make sure to tweet him at Dos Angeles.
There you go.
If you are going to tweet him about the show, replace Gamora with pirates, so he'll be really confused.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Black sails.
No, Kalen's he like, calls it pirates.
He calls it pirates.
And Kalen goes, I enjoy having Dawson as my proxy. After social media. So, I can't argue that. So, thank you for that wonderful tease.
Yeah, welcome.
about the upcoming Flick in the
you're
Beam.
You're welcome to all you at home who are about to watch a kick-ass show.
All right. So, it's looking flickable right now.
I would say.
I'm going to have to see it then.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Matt.
Definitely better than a Sonic burger.
What's on the menu?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's find out what else is good with the next.
All right. Well, listen, guys. It's summertime. It's getting hot out there.
They're sitting next to each other right now. This is fun.
Then why don't you have your signature sandals on?
That's a very good point.
Yeah. What's up with the closed toes?
Regular
AMG
shoes today. Yeah. Well, we're playing poker tonight, so it's going to be out late.
Oh.
You know how I play.
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long
you
night.
Got flip flops if the sun goes down, you made it. Yeah.
Whoa.
By the time he loses his money, the
it's
sun won't have gone down.
Oh, sad but true. This time it's your money, though.
Yeah, technically it's my money for now.
That's good. He paid me. All right, so we're going to talk.
I pay you.
You gave me money.
True.
To play with.
Me.
We're talking about ice cream trucks.
Yeah.
Summertime ice cream trucks.
Ice cream trucks. I've been waiting for this Shea Fondelet for a while.
We've been talking about it for weeks. For weeks we've been talking about it.
Well, because if you look at the new pictures of the new studio, logo, right when I saw it, it has a gradient from red to light orange. It looks almost like a sunset.
Right.
Or a Big Pop. Big Stick.
Big Stick.
Boom.
Remember the Big Sticks.
Which apparently Nick does not remember the Big Sticks.
Did not.
Was that you?
Yeah, I didn't.
And I was saying it's one of my fondest, earliest memories of summer camp. Watching
nice
the girls,
big stick in your mouth?
Watching the girls eat the Big Sticks.
Watching girls eat the Big Sticks. What a...
Now that God. I'm familiar with.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Laura Lee.
Gary.
sorry, Laura Lee.
But it got me thinking because even as an adult, like in my last house, so within the last few years, I have gone chasing after the ice cream truck. Like heard the magical music.
I will Venmo anyone who can get me video of this. $100.
And then fucking ice cream man's here. Let's go.
$150 Caravan. If you get the audio of the ice cream truck as Matt's chugging down the street.
Did not catch the truck. Very true. Very true. But anyway, it got me thinking about other good times had around the ice cream trucks. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like no matter what you would get, you'd have instant buyer's remorse. There's so many great selections that you could only choose one. Granted,
buyer's remorse. That's a type of ice cream. Bayer's.
You can't get that in an ice cream truck. You just have to buy that in a store.
Yeah. They can't all be home runs, Nick.
For Bayer's fans.
I personally loved the...
History will be kind to that.
I was a big fan of the either Ninja Turtle and or Bugs Bunny with the gumball eyes.
They have the SpongeBob. They do the SpongeBob.
This is pre-SpongeBob.
Pre-SpongeBob, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was like
bubblegum eyes were big.
Yeah. Bubblegum eyes were huge.
The more eyes, the better.
I also...
Which did an octopus... Yeah. Or a spider pop.
Was that your favorite too?
I liked the bubblegum for sure.
Bubblegum Popeyes.
These are
huge.
Like the Ninja Turtles was like, it was just on a stick. It was ice cream molded, but it wasn't like hard shell or anything. It was just soft and bubblegum eyes.
That was usually the go-to.
My mouth's watering thinking about this.
Yeah, I like the scoop one that had the bubblegum at the bottom of it.
Oh, I forgot about that one. With the weird, like, kind of fake cherry thing at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Ooh. I remember that.
Eat it with the little wooden spoon.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about Choco Taco?
I like Choco Taco.
Come on.
I never
Choco Taco, I feel, I think the Choco Taco gets a bad rap because it's a brilliant idea. Because the best bites of the ice cream is when you get to the cone. And when you have a Choco Taco, every bite has the cone.
See, no, you need a ratio. You need to have the ice cream alone and then also get – it's like
too
a reward.
Much cone.
Yeah, if you're getting cone all the time, then you don't appreciate the cone when you're getting it.
It's funny that the guy who hates desserts has just such strong opinions on ice cream though.
Getting cone and Choco Taco both do not sound good.
What?
Put it next to the Big Stick. Come on. Really?
My only thing is I hate when sweet foods try to mimic savory foods.
Hate that?
Yeah.
Like – those gummy candies that look like a hamburger.
Oh, he hates that ice cream sandwich.
Those are delicious.
Build the burger out of the gummies.
As Nick just said,
hell yeah.
Great transition. The ice cream sandwich. That's you don't like
classic.
Ice cream sandwiches?
That's well, the, a sandwich is.
I don't think that really applies.
I'm talking about the taco. Don't give me a taco.
Yeah.
Don't give me a cone taco.
I mean, they're delicious, but I think it really throws me off.
All right. What about the strawberry shortcake bar? You guys remember that one?
I used to get that every day in school. I used my lunch money.
That was a good one, too.
It was like
a chewy ice cream.
Yeah.
And then the coconut one. The one that had the coconut flakes.
Don't like sweets.
I was a kid. I liked them when I was a kid. I had a huge sweet tooth when I was a kid.
Kaylin always, massive every time we get desserts or anything sweet here, Kaylin won't touch it.
And I do and like ice cream. Ice cream is the one thing that I can't eat. I have said that before.
All right.
So here's what I want to say. I feel like the ice cream truck is due for an upgrade. I can think of approximately one kind of higher end ice cream truck.
And Cool
that's
House.
Cool House.
Well, with all the food truck craze, you get all these high end trucks.
Why isn't there like exactly like the old school ice cream guy, but you know, for 30-year-olds or
whatever. I just don't think they make enough stuff. They make enough money. They'd have to charge a lot more for that Ninja Turtle Pop.
There are other,
to actually get a nicer vehicle, maybe.
There are other dessert-based food trucks. Like, I know of a few cupcake ones. There's a few of them, but it's like that's – I feel like –
But there's not like a kid's one.
That's a different
like a kid's
business
one hanging out
model.
At the park.
That's a different business model because those things don't – you can't flag one of those down.
I'm saying right? This needs to happen. I'd like that. I want the experience. It. I want that running in flip-flops sensation.
Now,
the extra.
He'll run after a steak.
I'll fucking put it on a string. I'll run forever.
I've never actually ran after an ice cream truck.
Oh, well,
it's always been a
rough life. You live a rough life, sir.
You've never lived.
God. When you're just sitting, it's the summertime.
Moment.
School's out. You're sitting watching TV. You just hear outside in the distance the music. It's probably not that song. It's actually Pop Goes the Weasel.
We had Do Your Ear Thing Well.
Watch Mr. 3000.
That doesn't sound like the right ice cream truck song.
But you're in this. You're in your like basketball shorts, just watching cartoons, and then you hear the music. First thing you do is you. It's almost like a panic, like when an animal just perks up, like there's a predator around. But like you just like your whole body just envelops with just adrenaline, and you're thinking, oh my god. Now in the span of half a second, you think, I need to get ice cream. I need to find money. I need to convince mom to give me money.
I have about 12 seconds.
Yeah, get ice cream. And yeah, I have only 12 seconds before that thing makes the turn around the corner and I never see it again.
And all that's processing in your mind, but the only thing that comes out is the words ice cream. So you're just going, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. That happened when I was 32 years old, Jalen. I'm not even kidding. And that's what's on the menu.
That experience is kind
of
lost.
They didn't have a lot of candy on the ice cream trucks, too.
I lived two blocks away from
I used to get the candy cigarettes all the time.
I was way more of a candy guy on the ice cream truck. Yeah.
But made their own ice cream.
We're on.
Well, if you want to hear, Matt's done a candy shaped fondue that goes, I don't know, one of my favorites.
What episode number was that, Matt?
Oh, it was a Halloween one.
Yeah, it was a Halloween one, and it's still one of, he ranked his candies, and it still just goes down in history as one of the best shaped fondues to ever leave his lips.
Thank you.
So thank you for that, Matt.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, my mouth's watering. I just want. And
just
by the way,
good to get it off my chest.
There's one. And it might have been Cyclops from X-Men, but there's one of those like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle things where there's only one bubblegum eye because the character only has one eye. Where they just cheapened out.
Is it like a Cyclops?
It might have been Cyclops, or I don't know if it's a Splinter. Maybe it was his nose, or but there's more than one. But we only had one bubblegum eye.
If it was Ninja Turtles, like Shredder just had like a space for his eye. Maybe?
Oh, you don't want to eat Shredder?
Isn't that what I said?
You said Splinter.
Oh, Splinter. Sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to eat Shredder.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get Shredder. Maybe Bebop or Rocksteady.
Nice.
If anything, if you want to go bad guys. But yeah, thank you, Matt. My mouth is watering and I just want a Ninja Turtle Pop so bad. So Ninja Turtle Pops, if you're listening.
Have you guys not seen the ice cream truck guy? It's a cart more than a truck, but there's a guy who like goes by our gate and like makes a point of stopping, like rattling the bell for anyone who's outside, and then when he sees us all stare at him like he's crazy, he moves along. But
yeah, except for the one time where Adam goes, take a picture of me standing in front of this guy. Okay. So he flagged the guy down.
Yeah.
And taking pictures, and it was like, what do you want? And I was like, never mind.
Yeah, it was just
for the picture.
Yeah, never mind. Oh, that guy stopped for him.
Yeah, he really did.
Buy like a bomb bag or something.
It was pretty funny.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to this edition of The Water Cooler. We really love having you. And for Dawson, he's not here, but I do want to get his plug in just because it's so good. Tweet him or go to his website and find out how you can get his live in Los Angeles. And he's doing this thing where if you donate like $10 to him with a self-addressed envelope,
you donate it to Children's Hospital.
If you send it to him,
Francisco.
He will donate it to Children's Hospital in Oakland.
Oh right,
and it's all going to the donation, and then he'll send you his hard copy of Live in Los Angeles featuring some of the best musicians to come by this part of town. So. Please check it out and tweet him at Los Angeles. At the same time, you're tweeting Kalen at Los Angeles. Carrie, where can we go for you?
Let's see. You can follow me on Twitter at G. Patrick Smith.
At Los Angeles. Yeah, seriously.
We've got the bar crawl coming up in Seattle that I'll be at, the taco thing in Anaheim on the 10th that I'll be at. Go to CorollaDrinks.com for bar crawl tickets. And then Helping Homeless Companions is a charity out of Orange County that helps out homeless people with animals. So check them out.
Yeah, definitely check that out. For more information, you could tune in the end of last episode, too. Gary goes a little more into detail. But it's good stuff. Matt, where can you go for
you? You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. And I'll also suggest a cell phone game called 2048. It's an app. It's a game, but be careful because it's fucking addicting.
And apparently you can injure yourself.
I've lost circulation to my arm because I've been holding the goddamn screen up for so long trying to play it.
Reminded me of, I told Matt, reminded me of TNS when Shaq used to get taco neck syndrome from the Taco Bell commercials, but it happened to his arm.
He solved his free throw woes.
That's the one right there, the yellow symbol right there. It's like a jigsaw puzzle number game. Assistant Jay, old Assistant Jay, is the one who introduced it to me and a few other guys around here.
It's very satisfying.
I kind of hate him for it because it's an extremely satisfying game, but also I've been playing for 3 weeks and I still haven't come close to beating it. So yeah.
I think it triggers
it's frustrating, but it's fun.
Your like award receptors.
Dopamine,
yeah. Just tons of dopamine.
Yeah, it's called 2048, just the numbers 2048. And play it at your own risk because your arm will fucking hurt like mine is.
Oh, poor Matt.
Yep.
Kaelin, where could it go for you?
Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about you. Nick.
Another podcast network, just great properties coming. We got Bachelorette coming back next week, so look out for that. And I'm really excited. I just heard news that there's going to be a Bachelor Winter Games, I think coinciding with the Winter Olympics, which is
what?
It sounds like MTV's The Challenge-esque competition with Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants, which I'm for it.
Do they have to marry each other at the end when they both win?
Who knows? But that would be a fun M. Night Shyamalan-esque twist.
I agree. All right, and I imagine Dylan would have the same plug.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. You guys are really funny.
Hey. There's Dylan. All right, and for me, please go to CorollaDrinks.com. It's a promo code LOXY for 25% off and $10 flat rate shipping. So you order a million bottles, you get 25% off, and it's only $10 to ship all of that. I challenge you. Also, my band and the CorollaDrinks tour, comedy, music, will be at D Piazza's in Long Beach, June 17th, Fresno the 22nd at Sequoia Brewing Company, and then we'll be playing the Bar Crawl 24th. And please get your tickets at CorollaDrinks.com. See my band play, and we'll dance, and we'll have some fun. And that is it. So thank you so much again for tuning in to Resume/The Water Cooler/We Love You.
I was supposed to correct it. It's fucking Breyers ice cream. Joke doesn't Breyers. Make fucking sense. Yeah, Breyers.
Oh, Breyers remorse. Yeah. Oh, that's
better.
Oh, that's so much better.
God damn it.
We're still recording.
A better brand of beef makes a butter burger better.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.